Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. We're seeing some amazing things in the earth today. You're seeing some exciting things. You're seeing the blessings of God, the power of God, but simultaneously, you're seeing darkness, different things happen. And so, you know what? When you go back and read in the Bible, and I just want to encourage you today, when you go back and read what God is doing in the timeline of the New Testament, for example, and then you pull out of that timeline and begin to look at the timeline, what was happening in the earth at the same time, it's like, it was no different.
Yeah.
The Persian Empire, Rome was doing what they were doing. All these different things was happening and you still got robbed on the road, you know, out there. Remember that Paul talked about, I got robbed and different things took place. And somebody said, this must not be God because I got robbed. It's like, well, you know, Paul got robbed, shipwrecked, falsely accused, all these different things. And I want to encourage you that don't get so focused on dark things and the storm in a way that it paralyzes you and keeps you from living your life. I mean, look at reality. Look at what's going on. But, you know, you have God. If you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, God is with you. Begin to have confidence, even in the midst of what's going on, and say, you know what? I'm going to be on God's timeline. The world's doing what it's doing. But despite all that, that God's going to be God, and God's going to take care of his folks. He's going to bless us. He's going to protect us. He's going to speak to us. And he's going to fellowship with us as we fellowship with him. And that's so important because sometimes you can miss it. You get so caught up in watching a 24-hour news cycle or they're bringing stuff to you continually, that's what you focus on. But if you go back and look at what took place in the birth of the church, in the book of Acts, what's happening at the time of the gospels being written, that it was great that, you know, Rome was doing what they were doing. I mean, they were doing all those things that are evil in the context of that. And all these different kings and czars and whatever, that's all happening at the same time. But God was still being God. Even when you think about, you know, Israel coming out of Egypt, well, all these things are going on, but understand why God's talking, having this conversation with Moses and Israel and meeting with them in the tent of meetings and that type of thing, that simultaneously there was other countries that were doing their day-to-day life. They were going about whatever they did, you know, worshiping these false gods and, you know, having children and their perspective of family, all these different things was going on. But there was this other timeline going on. It was the timeline of God. They had no idea. The people of the earth had no idea that God had pulled out a people out of Egypt. The people had no idea at the time that this one man named Abram at the time, was pulled out of the land that he was in and began the timeline of God, what God was going to do. But everybody in his family still continued when he left them in this particular land that he lived in, which I believe was in Iraq, I'm not sure, or Turkey. But when he left them, they continued about their life. But this is the difference today. Today we have press, we have media, we have digital communication. Today, when you are, you know, walking your timeline with God, we have an infiltration of fiery darts coming from the evil one, sending, you know, stuff on your news reports on your television or your computers or your mobile phone devices or whatever. And now you're actually hearing what's happening in these other places, this other timeline. And what you can do is lose your focus. You can actually get so caught up in that. That's all you talk about. It's all you think about. And all of a sudden you're thinking the answers are political and you're moving in the same way the world would move because your focus is on the world. Think about it. Your focus is on the world instead of on God. Understand, despite what's happening in the world, God moves on his timeline just like he always has. And you don't have to measure where you are in God based off what's happening on the dark timeline, what's happening in the world. And it will encourage you, because so many people right now are being hindered from obeying God because they're waiting for the worldly timeline to get right. It's like, no, actually, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But they can jump from that dark timeline. They can jump from that dark timeline to the light timeline by making Jesus the Lord of their life. They can move from a dark life to a light life. They can leave darkness and enter into the light. So we can say, you know what? I got to stay faithful in walking in the light as Jesus walked in the light, because those are truly sons of God. Mm-hmm. And be there in such a way that when people are seeing from the dark side, they're seeing you walk in the light. They're going, there's hope. All this negative stuff happening to me or my community or my nation and all these different things. I mean, think about it. All this is happening. It doesn't have to happen to me, because God's going to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
If I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, like they did, or he did, or like she did, it just shows them God. But sometimes you look at them, you think about it, it's like, we try to give a light perspective of what's going on to show you, okay, yeah, we're looking at what's happening out there. And we want every man to know Christ. We want no man to die outside of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're reaching out, but our focus is on Jesus. Our focus is on the light. There's no fear in those who abide with God. And so I want to encourage you, when you're seeing these different things and you even hear us talking about some different reports, hang on for the light perspective. Wait for the biblical view that we're talking about, because you need to be able to look at that, discern the seasons and the time, but never letting your heart shrink back because of fear of watching what's happening. And I say that because it's just going to get worse in that realm, in that other timeline. But if you look back at all the big revivals that took place, you look back what was happening during the times of Azusa Street. Mm-hmm. You look what was happening in the time of the latter rain, and you look what happened during so many different moves of God. That was simultaneously moving one timeline, God was moving, and simultaneously is another timeline. You know, things are happening, what we call history.
Hmm.
You know, things was happening with folks. Mm-hmm. You know, some people were getting married, some people were, you know, not being married, having children, they were getting jobs, they were working, building businesses. They were running for political offices. They were taken over to be king somewhere. I mean, all that was going on.
Some of the best of times and worst times.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly it. And we can miss the best of times by thinking that we are defining ourselves where we are based on the worst of times. And he says, listen, in this lifetime, your troubles are going to come. But cheer up. I've overcome this life. Stay in the light. Walk in the light. And so as we're sharing this to give you perspective, prophetic timelines, things that are happening, what God's about to do, and how to respond to it. And God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, so we cannot just bury our head in the sand of denial and say that our economy's not crashing type thing or something of that nature and think that that's going to work out for us. It's not, because Jesus said even people that don't even know him can discern the seasons of the times, but my own people can't even discern it.
Yeah, it's like trying to not discuss the fact that you're sick when in reality you are sick. But in order to talk about the healing, we got to first mention the fact that you're sick. You know
right.
what I mean? There is healing. There is healing. It is coming. But we have to identify that first. We are sick.
It's like Ken Summerall, Brother Ken, my spiritual father's with the Lord now. They're in the faith movement that was taking place, that he was teaching at a particular school and a church in Georgia, I believe it was. And of course, that was the time when it's like, you know, you can't say anything that's you know,
right.
You just can't, you know. And so he's teaching, and somebody put something on the floor when he's teaching. So he slipped down, and when he slipped down, he hit the ground, hit the floor, and he got back up to continue preaching. But at that point was, he had broke a rib, but he didn't even know it. So he's actually preaching and teaching, continuing on with this broken rib. But it was in the faith movement. So you're saying. So he started saying things like, he would say, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, but it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And what he found out was he had a broken rib. And of course, that's right. The beginning of, you know, our generation understanding how to walk in. The reality is we can face the facts just like Abraham did and still be unwavering in our faith that God is able to do what he said he can do. This stuff about, you know, step on a crack, you break your mother's back. Oh my goodness, these little religious teachings that cause you to think that, you know, you've lost everything because you said the word lost versus saying, you know what, Abraham, the father of faith, the one in whose bosom you're going to be received when you go to heaven, according to the word of God, in Romans chapter 3, I believe he says, or 4, 3, when he says that Abraham faced the facts that his body could not do what God wanted it to do, and his wife's body could not do what God said it was going to do. And he said he faced that, but he still was fully persuaded, despite his reality, that God was going to be able to do what he said he was going to do. He didn't waver in his faith. Against all hope, in hope, he believed and so became. So I want to encourage you to relax a little bit. You know, get right. confident in God. If God said, this is what I'm going to do, this is what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you to believe that, not to have some magical word phrase that's going to manipulate God. You can't manipulate God. He's waiting for you to trust him.
Yeah.
And he knows at that point in your mind, in your heart, that he knows, you know, if we're trusting him or not.
There's an ark in God. I mean, even in the worst of days, when you look back in the times of Noah, where it was raining torrential, it was a period of judgment, there was safety for those who were with God. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how bad it looks or how tough it's going to be, if you stay with God, you're going to be okay.
That's exactly it. And you can, you know, you think about it. God told Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations, mm-hmm. which means he was going to have a kid.
Hmm. Or two.
Or three. Or four. And he couldn't have one.
All right.
And then finally, you know, you come up with a couple of ideas. It didn't work out. We're still dealing with that. That he still did not waver in the fact God is not a man that he would lie. He was like, God said it. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. Is that not amazing? Imagine this. Imagine if you spent your entire life believing God despite your circumstances. You trusted God. When God said, I'm going to do it, you didn't waver despite, even at the point of your last breath, you knew God could do it. And then you stand before God. A lot of people that think worldly would go, well, it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen in your generation. But Abraham looked for a city that was not built by human hands. And that city has yet to manifest here on the face of the earth, but it is in heaven. And he saw it, the New Jerusalem. Yeah, he saw this. So he faced the throne of God with faith to the very end of seeing this city. Now imagine if you just get rid of all those other paradigms, go, you know what? I just believe God. Mm-hmm. I just believe him. I mean, when God shows you stuff, when God shows me stuff, and there's a lot of people lined up, I learned not to cast your pearls before swines, right? But, you know, he's like, oh, a swine, you're stomping my pearls and eating me, you know, devouring me. That's what he says. Don't do that, because if you tell certain people certain things, they're using the adversary to be able to destroy you. And it's like really strange, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And, but you can hold them when God says something to you. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break, because I want to encourage you to begin to hold on to what God has said. Continue to talk about, you know, encouraging you to remember that you want to understand simultaneously when God does what he does with his folks and what he's doing in the earth. It happens simultaneously with another timeline. And to be honest with you, when you look at Christians today in America, they're more into the worldly timeline. Mm-hmm. What's happening? How long? Can I get a good job? What's, you know, can I get a raise?
Focus, right.
What's that?
Economy focus, me focus.
Politics focus, and all these different things. And it's like, that means you're not even thinking about the light timeline, what that means. And when you think about that, that means you're missing out what God is doing. Because you only have a short period of time to be involved. Understand, those are not the same timelines. They are not the same timelines. Because look at it, God didn't write about he could put anything he wanted to through the unction of the Holy Spirit as these men were writing out the word of God. They could have talked about the Persian Empire. They could have talked about the Roman Empire. They could have talked about all these different things that was going on this other timeline. But he didn't, because it's irrelevant. We're all born into darkness. We're all born into sin. And we're born in a condemned state. And when we hear about Jesus, we get to that particular point in our life, whatever that is, we hear about Jesus, we come out of darkness and we're saved from death. We're saved from the other timeline. Hmm. And so that's just going to happen. It's happened since the Garden of Eden. This other timeline's been going on. But God began a timeline that if you can follow it all the way, that's the one we got to be involved in. That's the one that's going to count. Every single person who has not yet, or that ends their life without making Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. I mean, think about this. in the Gentile realm, understand this, at that particular point, it's over. That's your only one chance to be able to make a choice for Jesus. Think about that. Mm. That's your only choice. And it's like, my goodness, I've been spending my whole life. You're probably worried and concerned and anxious, and you're thinking about how can you keep your money, how could you keep your house, mm-hmm. how can you keep your job, mm-hmm. and it's like, you're off the timeline mm-hmm. because the other timeline is like, God, you gave this house to me, you gave this increase to me, you gave this job to me, and I'm thankful for it, and it's not my God, it's just what I live in, it's what I, where I work at, but you bless the work of my hands, a whole different viewpoint, mm-hmm. because it's gonna, the dark timeline's gonna get darker, mm-hmm. and the goal of that dark timeline is to destroy as many people as possible before they actually make a choice to enter into the light, the other timeline. That's what, that's the goal of Satan. But the goal of God is for us to be the light, to shine the liar light. He commands us, go be the light of the world, so that those that are walking in darkness can see the light in our life and see the goodness of God. And they say, you know what? I want that life. And you know what? When you make that decision for Jesus Christ, you enter into this other timeline. They call it an eternal timeline. And it's truly ticking down for the days that you can do something in the context of this lifetime for God to be able to test your faith. Mm-hmm. So you have something to show God in the context of it, to say thank you, living a life of gratitude. But you have to be careful what you watch and who, what you listen to. And because it's just amazing how that other timeline is loudest thing in the world right now, it seems like. And the quietest thing right now in the world is the church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, where are the Billy Grahams? Where are the folks that stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in love? You know, where are those folks that do that? Where are the timeline, the light timeline folks? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we've been dark focused. We've been thinking that they're integrated, that it's the same timeline. There's only one, you know, this, then that, then the other thing. No, he didn't even talk about it, but if you, in the word of God, but he's like, no, this is, you know, Caesar and all that stuff was going on with the different Rome governments and parliaments were meeting and, you know, all that stuff was happening.
Didn't even faze him.
Didn't even faze him. As a matter of fact, when God wanted to use them, he used them in the context of when they were trying to stone and kill mm-hmm. Paul. He actually used them to be able to rescue Paul and bring him out. They used them to be able to carry Paul on a ship that ended up being shipwrecked, but guarded his life from being destroyed. And but other than that, those type of encounters, it's like, oh, think about it. I can leave this life of darkness. I can change what I watch, what I say, what I see. I can change my fellowship, people that I hang out with, and I hang out with people who have a light perspective and they're on that timeline. And I can reach out into the darkness for as many people who wants to come into the light. It comes on your timeline. Because it's always good in walking with God. It's mm-hmm. always good. But it's not good if you're in the world, if you're friends with the world. He says, Jesus said, the word of God says, to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Thinking you can grab both these timelines and live your life. It's like, look at you, you're tormented and you're just miserable. If that's what you're doing, you're like, you're divided between two timelines. One is an eternal light timeline. You're redeemed, you're saved. You're looking ahead like Abraham was. You're fully persuaded that God is who he says he is. He can do what he said he can do. And it's going to be just like he said it's going to be. And the other one is like, how can I change this? What can I do to manipulate this thing? Who's going to take my job? Who's going to mm-hmm. do this? It's like, you're supposed to have a life of joy and rejoicing and that. So I just want to encourage you, because we're going to talk about in this next part of the program about ISIS again, but understand that is on the other timeline. And when these timelines touch each other, not through repentance, but through oppression, you're seeing people come into the light and to hurt people and to bring harm to people who are in mm-hmm. the light. And to hurt the human race, but to keep them from coming into the light. And so we're going to talk about ISIS in a moment. This is this terrorist organization coming down, you know, out of Syria into Iraq, and they're trying to take over Baghdad and these different things. But understand, that's the other timeline. That's the total other timeline. And you can stay in the light, walk in peace, walk in love, at the same time realize, you know, we don't want anybody to die in darkness. We want them to come into the light. That means we got to stand up and be bold for the light. For Jesus Christ.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a secret so shameful that you've never spoken of it? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and here's Julie Barnhill offering a suggestion to help find healing.
The first thing you have to do is you have to own it. And I tell women this all the time. I believe there's something powerful about speaking what is your secret, speaking that is so shameful. And I will encourage women, especially when we have workshops, and I'll say, I want you at some point today, whether it's you go to a wall and you cup your mouth and you just whisper it just so you can hear it, that you say that awful, ugly thing.
Speaking a shameful secret out loud, even to yourself, may help reduce its power over you and can bring some much-needed relief. Now, if you need help with a painful issue, consider our counseling hotline at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family.
You know, Greg, you ever had a conversation with a believer and you ask them, you know, hey, what is God saying today? What's the Lord saying to you today? And oftentimes you'll hear back, well, you know, my pastor preached last Sunday on XYZ. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you know, that's cool. I mean, I appreciate that. That's awesome. But what did God say to you today? Right. And you get this puzzled look back.
It can be really frustrating as a minister, yeah. Can't it?
Have
you ever heard this Jesus you profess? You know.
Well, let me tell you, yeah. Abiding is about what God is saying to you individually. Yeah. That God desires to speak to you, and he's going to speak to you through his word. Mm-hmm. You know, I love John 10. It says, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And I remember when I began to start to abide, mm-hmm. and it was just the most beautiful thing to hear that God wanted to speak to me through his word. You know, if you're out there and you want to hear God's voice and you want to know God in an intimate way and hear what he's saying to you specifically about your situation, because God cares about you.
Yes, yes,
he cares
he
about everything that's happening in your life, what you're going through. And the Bible is not a history book, but it's a living book because it comes from the author. And God wants to speak to you directly about your situation and your life and how much he loves you. You know, if you go to iabide.org, you can request a simple plan just to learn how to abide, how to spend time with him and hear his voice. I encourage you to do that. iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I had a situation that had happened to me yesterday, and I just really want to share this with you today because...
Is that when your phone blew up?
A different situation.
It had something to do with my phone.
Oh, did it?
You know, I wake up yesterday. My phone is completely out. I mean, it's not working. It won't restore. So, needless to say, yesterday I was without my phone. Mm-hmm. So I decide, you know, end of the day, I'm gonna run over to the mall and I'm gonna get this thing fixed. I gotta get my phone fixed. So I go to the Apple Store, which is twice as big now than when the last time I was there. It's huge. I go to the Apple Store and I go and give them my name. Of course, you just can't walk up and say, I need help. Of course, you got to make an appointment. Mm. And it's never like in 5 minutes. It's always like, you know, 20, 30, an hour later. Mm-hmm. So I set my appointment to get my phone fixed. And you know, I'm just happy to have a little, you know, time to myself. And they tell me, well, sir, about 25 minutes and we can help you out. I said, oh, okay, hey, no problem. I need the help. So I think to myself, if I stay in this store for 25 minutes, there's high probability that I may purchase something.
All right. Your wallet's going to get a little bit lighter.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I should need to just step on out this store for 25 minutes and not, you know, be tempted to pick up anything because, you know, don't need to do nothing like that right now. Mm-hmm. So I step out, and I decide just to walk, and I see a cup of coffee, and I go, you know, a place where they're selling coffee. I think, you know, that'd be a great idea. Maybe I get me a cup of coffee and just, you know, chill, relax here for, you know, next 20, 25 minutes or so. And as I am approaching the cup of coffee, I saw it. I saw it out the corner of my eye. I saw it, man. I saw it.
What?
What'd you see, man?
And it drew me in. Uh-oh. It drew me in. So I didn't even get the coffee. I just made a hard right. Mm, just
went straight over there.
Mm-hmm.
I go to this kiosk. And this guy, I mean, he was amazing me. Okay, I mean, I'm just standing there and I'm just going, ooh, and ah. And you'd be surprised. I mean, he was doing a demonstration with this innovative clothes steamer.
What?
Not just, listen here, don't laugh.
What?
Not an iron.
Cooking
but
utensil?
It was this clothes, you know, for clothes, it's a
steamer. Oh, an iron.
I kind of like,
you know, they invented that a long time ago.
Listen. I mean, this guy, he had shirts tied up in knots, jeans tied up in knots, puts up the hanger. Jeans look like a mess. I mean, the shirts, I mean, you couldn't get more wrinkles in a shirt. And he whips out the steamer and he's going side to side, man. And within seconds, this thing is looking clean. I mean, presto
nice. Changeo, huh?
Bang, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Bada boom, bada bang.
Yeah, man, it was looking good. So I'm thinking, man, my wife, maybe I should bless my wife needs that. You know, we need this in the home. I want to get this. You know what? I'm going to be a superstar when I come home.
Oh, yeah, but
you know, I'm here minding my own business.
Fireside herself.
You know, and I said, she's probably going to love this. You know, I'm like, and how fast does that work? So, you know, I go ahead and, you know, pick it up, being the nice, you know, guy that I, you know, try to be here. And I get this, I don't even know the name, it's made in Italy. Okay, he told me it's a lifetime warranty. I'm like, well, it's made in Italy. You sure can. He says, yeah, I'll be here for the lifetime. I said, all right, I think I can trust that.
Right.
So I get it. And then I take care of my phone. And so I'm racing home. You know, I'm excited. So I gather the family in the kitchen. I think I'm just about to have dinner. And I go upstairs and get some shirts. And I even made them even extra wrinkly. Because I'm about to do a demonstration and, you know, be impressive. And
right.
It's nice thing that I got my wife.
You got to hook her up.
Hooked her up. This is amazing. So I got the shirts out. Of course, they're wondering what's going on. I got my jeans out. I plug in the machine. You know, I'm waiting. 30 seconds goes by. Nothing. A minute. Nothing. 3 to 5 minutes, and it's not even getting warm. I put it to my son's arm. It's hard to use. It's getting warm at all. He's like, no, it isn't. Well, would you believe? Now, this is where I'm a little shocked. Yeah, you know, I get a little fizzle starts coming out, a little steam eventually starts coming.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I'm working it.
Did you plug it in?
I plugged it in.
Okay.
I plugged it in.
All
yes,
right,
that
right.
Was,
just
was tough. I plugged it in. So now I got a little steam, and I'm working the shirt, man. I'm working it. And, you know, I'm not letting them know that I don't think this is not working, okay? I mean, you know, I'm just like, oh, look at this come out, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, this is not what I saw the guy do in the store, okay? This is not the demonstration that I saw. So I'm, you know, working here, and it's not happening. Then my family, I mean, the children that, you know, I helped, you know, contributed to their life here, okay? My children, they decide to have a joking session on me, Pat. I mean, this was an all-out.
No, not your family.
An all-out laugh attack.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You know, this reminds me of a Lucy Ball episode.
I love Lucy episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me? It was all jokes here. The thing wouldn't work. So I remain quiet. I just remained quiet, didn't say a word.
Yeah.
It was real cool, but, you know, I was determined to get this to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ate my meal, okay? Ate my meal. Sure enough, I ran right back to that mall. I went back to the mall. I said, look, man, I went into my family. I'm showing them this thing. This is not working. You set me up. You know, he kind of showed me some things that I left out. You know, I kind of bypassed
imagine
it.
Imagine that. Like water.
Oh. Did you read the directions?
I put some salt things in there that I really didn't. I guess I didn't, you know, do the right.
You just missed all the details.
You know, the combination. So I was amazed again. I'm like, how did you get? I said, my steam is not like that. I'm comparing my steam with his steam, and my steam is light. You know,
yeah.
He's got this roaring steam coming out. He said, I promise you, you take it back, it's going to work. So I package the box again, head all the way back to the house, get my shirts back on out, bring the family back in the kitchen. Dinner's over. They're getting ready. They're like, no, Dad, please, no.
Oh, yeah, right. Please spare us, please.
No, come on, come on. Let's all gather in the kitchen. I'm gonna set up shop here, you know. And believe me, I had a roaring steam. Mm. So now, so good. After they were joking on me, I just wanted to share this. Get this off my chest this morning. After they were joking on me,
they clowned all over you.
Clowned all over me. Thinking, I got a deal for you. Now that you know that I got a deal, okay, all right, all jokes. I would have you to know that my sons both ironed their shirts and their pants with the new steamer. They got new projects now. They're going to be taking care of their own clothes.
Get
now,
out. Oh, my goodness.
Who got the last laugh? Who got the last laugh? My wife did send me a nice text and did say, you know, it was the thought that would count it.
That's true.
And she said it was very nice. Thank you. I'm like, oh,
okay.
My
goodness. All right. Here's the question. And how much did this contraption cost? Snap. That much.
I wouldn't tell her.
Oh, my goodness.
She goes, how much was that? She goes, I hope you did not pay more than $5. I said, $5? I said, I can't show you this receipt.
Oh, no. Ran out the Apple store for this thing?
It was a
deal.
Have
you lost your mind?
It caught my eye. It caught my eye. Then she commences to tell me what she saw in I Love Lucy. I'm thinking, how do you remember I Love Lucy at a time like this?
It's just eerily familiar. I don't know.
You know, she says, you know what? I remember. This kind of reminds me when the episode where, you know, I'm trying to recount here because I'm mortified that they're laughing at me. But Lucy bought this contraption for $7, okay? I mean, mine actually worked once I knew how to do it. Mm. But she bought this thing, and of course, you know, Ricky... He says, you know, she had a lot of explaining to do.
Right,
so he says, you got to take this back. You got to take this back. So she calls the salesman back. The salesman comes. And she's, you know, getting all tough and really, you know, getting ready to, because she thinks she's not going to take it back. And then she says, I bought this and I don't want this anymore. And I have 3 days and you got to take it back. And you got to take it back. And the guy says, sure, no problem. Listen, we don't expect you to have anything you don't want anymore. But yeah, you're very smart. That's a very wise decision. So she's shocked that he's, you know, all moving along with this process. He takes it back, no problem. He says, you know, you are so smart and so wise. And he says, can I just share something off my chest? Can I share a story to you what happened? She goes, sure. So he says, I'm going to demonstrate for you just what happened when I was with this other lady that I was helping, because I also sell vacuum cleaners. And I want to demonstrate to you what happened. So he walks out the door, he comes back in, and he throws a pile of dirt right in the floor. He says, just what happened? He says, you know, that's exactly what she said. What are you doing? I said, well, I threw the dirt on the ground. I whipped out my handy dandy vacuum cleaner. And I showed her that within 25 seconds, I'm going to be able to clean this up. Mm-hmm. And so he raises his watch and he's cleaning the thing up. And so she takes it back, you know, and it's all done. And he says, you know what? This lady who wasn't so smart, could you believe that she passed up on this deal and it was only $8.99? So Lucy says, What a dope. That was a deal. What a dope. So he starts packing it up. And she says, Mr. Martin, aren't you going to offer me the vacuum cleaner for $8.99? So he says, well, ma'am, Mrs. Ricardo, I didn't tell you this story so that you can buy this. In fact, this little old one I'm going to bring to the missus at home. She goes, well, we sure do need one. So he says, well, I suppose since you convinced me, I'm going to allow you to have this for $8.99. She counts out the money. And she says, well, and you also got to get this and you got to get that. So Ricky comes home, right? And she goes, what? What did you do? I told you to take this back and you bought something else, but we had to have it. So finally says, Ricky says, I'm going to get it. I'm going to take this back. We're not going to get another thing. And I'm going to give this back to the guy. So the guy comes back. End of the story. Ricky comes back to the house. Lucy comes back in. And Ricky wound up buying even more stuff from the guy. Listen, I just bought one thing. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'll tell you, if anyone needs a handy dandy clothes steamer, please feel free to contact me. I have a great recommendation for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Man, it's just technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right? Mm-hmm. And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives, for example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right?
You know, and the perspective of things going on. And that you can do that, you can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule. You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV. Whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today. I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you're running after things and man and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life. But you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, prophecy is prophecy until it becomes your reality, and it's not prophecy anymore. Some people say, I got to prophesy, you know, and they start talking about what's happening today. It's like, that's not prophecy. That's prophecy coming to pass.
Right.
And so it's time for us to do what God told us was going to happen. We have to respond in it. And Paul talks to Timothy about there's a time coming when men won't put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away to to Reverend Feelgood and you know, people that make them feel good, that it's their ears, and they will gather around themselves. And so we're going to talk about that, because that time has now come, and it's pretty interesting what the Lord revealed to me in that. And hopefully we get a chance too to talk about in our programs, if not today, and not this program, the next program, because it's four programs back to back. Make sure you catch them. Is about, you know, we're not called to blend in. You know, sometimes we can be so focused on being politically correct. And, you know, America's about, America, we've become a place of tolerance for anything and everything except for God. And intolerance has come towards God, but everything else can be tolerated. False gods can be tolerated. False prophets can be tolerated. Reverend Feelgoods can be tolerated. You know, whatever can be tolerated. But you just say something as simple as doctrine that you're reading from the Bible. I mean, it's not like something you wrote. I mean, you know, if God said, listen, you can write your own Bible. You can write your own Bible. And whatever you write, that's how it's going to be. And if you follow what you write, then, hey, you know, everything's great. You're going to enter into heaven. Everything's going to be fine. First of all, if there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth, there'd be 7 billion different Bibles. Secondly, we probably wouldn't have wrote some of those things down because it's not easy. It causes us to cry out to God. And I mean, even Jesus himself, although he was a son of God, he cried out to God who could save him from death. Understand that if Jesus had to cry out, then we have to cry out. But the thing about it is, this stuff about being a self-made man and self-reliant, you know, we got to back up a little bit with that. No, we're supposed to be dependent on the fact that our God is the one that takes care of us. And to prove that is, we're so dependent that all of a sudden government says, we'll be your God. And if you haven't yet seen, you know, omg.gov, you know, right? It's there. It's actually, you can see it on the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com. So we're going to depend on something. And it's interesting what's taking place. And I just want to just say it right up front that this is what's being promoted. Depend on anyone and anything other than God. They're having children now who are grown folks depend on their parents till they're like 25 years old. I mean, people who used to only live till 30. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not too long ago, it was like, you're 25, it's half of 50. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. And they're turning that situation. And then they're having the children who are growing up in foster homes now, which I thank God for foster parents. But now they just passed a law in some states that says that they can stay with that foster parent now till they're 22. Oh, and wow. It's like, okay, you know, they bought into 18. They stood in there for the whole community to 18, and they poured into that child at 18. Now they got to put 2 more years.
And Lord knows at 18, you're ready for them to go.
They're interviewing this one young man. He says, I was 18. I didn't know nothing. I didn't need to be put on the street. It's like, hey, welcome to You Need God. I mean, that's all of us, you know.
Hello.
And it's like now they're government with health care and all these responsibilities. It's like, this is what happened. This is the ultimate thing that Israel did. They wanted a government that would take care of them. They turned away from God's form of government. If you haven't yet heard or seen or listened to America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to hear that. Because, you know, what Israel did to God when they turned away from his form of government, Samuel, and turned to a king, which ended up being Saul, that God chose. He said, hey, he's going to tax you to the hilt. He's going to take your best men. He's going to charge you all kinds of money. You know, he's like, okay, this is today's paradigm. He's going to tax you to the hilt to pay for the health care. He's going to take all your best people to work for the government. The average pay now for the government official in Washington, D.C., I believe is around $70,000.
Wow.
And you see, that's why people want to get on. They're unionized, which means they're determining our tax base. And so they're going to get the best of everything. And people are saying, we still want a king. We still want government to be God.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. So what is this stuff now? I know that, you know, Steve was leaving last night. We got a chance to spend some time together. He was in the secret place and all that. Mm-hmm. And like slap your mama hot sauce. Is that right?
I did.
Are you serious?
I did. Yeah.
What is slap your mama hot sauce? I can't believe that you would even think of, you know, your mother is so sweet.
Well, you know, not something you actually do.
Well, actually.
What?
Mother bought her own slap your mama hot sauce.
Are you serious?
She did. I was blown away. I found it in my cupboard the other night. I was like, where did this come from?
So your mother bought you slap your mama.
Yeah.
Sure did. Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
So then, I'm not going to buy any slap your mama. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like slap your mama. You know, why do they call it slap your mama? So why not?
Well, there's a southern saying, I guess you would call it.
If we get any further south, we'll be in Mexico. We're talking about southern. I don't know about
slap your mama. We'll probably Louisiana more than anything. I guess it kind of drifted over here to the east. But you know, when something's so good, it's just like, man, it's so good. It just makes you want to slap your mama.
Did your mama ever get you something nice for Christmas or anything like that? That's terrible. You mean if something good happens, you slapped food. Your mother?
Well, no, food, something that you eat.
Didn't she fix you dinner and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Was anything good?
Yeah, all the time.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
How many times did you slap mom?
You slapped your mother?
I never slapped her.
You said, but it's a southern way of doing things.
That's a southern saying. That's what saying.
Shoo. Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness. I'm thinking, that's terrible.
I never knew.
Yeah. My mother would say, well, he bought that once. He bought that once. He ain't buying that no more.
Yeah. I said it to Steve one day. We were fixing to eat something. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of Christmas
ribs,
actually.
He's from Detroit Lions.
He's from Detroit. And they don't have, apparently, they don't have hot sauce or anything spicy up north. So we've indoctrinated him to hot sauce since he's been here.
So what does it taste like? What does slap your mama taste like?
It's just real hot, spicy, you know, Tabasco-y.
If you had to compare it to nuclear waste and...
Not quite that hot.
It's hot?
That's toxic. It's really hot, yeah.
Is it really?
You probably couldn't. You probably wouldn't like it.
Like that wasabi sauce?
Wasabi?
Wasabi?
That's a different type of hot.
Oh, wasabi.
Wasabi.
Whoa. I love that. You're wasabi. That's very good. Chris seldom he seldom says anything wrong. We got to get the wasabi.
Yeah.
The wasabi.
We can make a segment out of that.
You spell that wasabi. So it's hotter than?
Wasabi?
Yeah.
That's a different type of heat. Wasabi will just clean your sinuses completely out if you have any problems.
Oh, we don't need any details here. What happens with your system? So why don't you just like throw a match in your mouth? I don't understand why you're doing this. I mean, if you eat.
It's just I enjoy the burn.
You're a fire swallower, like the guy in the circus where they swallow fire, right?
Not quite.
You think about it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me. It was Second Street.
Always goes back to Second
Street. Yeah, Second Street, Second Street, Second Street, or Carver. Anyway, the yeah. the we won't talk about Carver. So I'm looking at a bottle right now online. It is called Slap Your Mama.
Yes, it is.
But they have powder Slap Your Mama and liquid Slap Your Mama.
Yeah. I bought him both, actually.
You did?
I got him the powder and the sauce.
Well,
it's seasoning, you know, you put on your stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it. Well, it was just a new thing for me. I just didn't realize. When I saw it, I said, oh, it's hot sauce. And you're telling me, like, Slap Your Mama. I should have read it. I could have bought some for my mama. That would have been terrible. Well, Steve, don't slap your mama. She's a very sweet lady. Very sweet lady.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so, April 15th is when the Four Blood Moons is reported to be starting. April the 15th, coming up soon. Mm-hmm. You know, about 100 days away, 90-something days away.
Right.
And if you back up a little bit, April 15th last year, well, let me talk about April the 10th. April the 10th, God gave me a vision. And it was so real. I was in this vision, and I was in this huge explosion, this big bomb, this big shot went off, and I was standing on a street, and the first thing I did was look at myself, and I jumped. I mean, this is not a dream. This is like you're in it, so you react to it. And so I'm jumping, you know, thinking, oh my goodness, and it was so loud. I looked at my body to see if I was hit. I looked at the buildings to see if they were hit. And I couldn't see anything hidden. And I didn't, well, what was this? You know, and I'm writing it down, and God's speaking to us at that time, because he said, I wanted you to be where we are right now, located in the Gulf Coast region for the VFN TV studios and Dream Center and all, because we were going to be in Texas. And 5 days later, tax day on Patriots Day, right? On tax day, April the 15th, we were attacked by terrorists, and men and women and children who just wanted to go out and celebrate Patriots Day, and on the Boston Marathon went out to run a race only to end up at the end of the race. And this, I think about this, this is what Paul said to Galatia. He said, who cut in on you? You were running a good race. Who bewitched you? You know, America was running a good race. Yeah, we have all of our mistakes and all of our troubles, and we can deal with that because God makes the two adversaries one at the cross. We can deal with that. Every nation has its evil in it. But the church is not supposed to be evil. We're supposed to be the light in the midst of that. And those that claim to be the church who did evil, they actually were servants of Satan. They weren't servants of Christ, and they just need to be separated out. They just need to get saved, you know? Mm-hmm. And so 5 days later, on April the 15th last year, just like the Lord showed me, an explosion took place, and these two young men who have been totally held captive by the adversary, who profess to be, according to reports, Muslims and Islamists, you know, and dedicated to Muhammad and his teachings, came out there with backpacks and pressure cookers that they built bombs in to be able to kill people and maim them. And this is what the devil does. It's called terrorist. Establish fear. But understand this, that nothing comes without God not doing it, but he did not protect us from that.
Right.
And you got to say that this could happen everywhere if we don't, you know, turn back to God. He could just pull his hands back and the protective hedge could be gone. Well, 12 months to the day after that, April 15th, is the beginning of the Four Blood Moons. And guess what? It's tax day. And guess what God told Israel? Okay, if you want government to be God, they can't afford to be God. But listen, they're going to charge you as much as they can trying to be God. Mm-hmm. They're going to take all your money from you. And I heard myself in the radio interviews of our president when he was running for office the first time. And he talked about high tax rates. He talked about, at one point, and he said that tax rates may have to be at 100%. You know, and it's like 100%.
Really?
That's slavery. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, you give me the money and I'll take care of you. But you have to understand, when I was talking to someone from Denmark, they didn't mind. You know why? Because the government takes care of all their needs. And he said, I don't mind paying even more taxes if I had a job. Right. And it's like, how old are you? You're living off the government. I see it. And it's like, so government becomes God. So I want to encourage you. You know, we're a couple months away, you know, days away from the beginning of the four blood moons, and you got to hear these understanding. What does that mean? And it begins in tears, but it ends up in delivery. But the question is, can we survive the tears? Many people die in these journeys of the four blood moons. And I've seen the tragedy, but I've also seen the revival. I've seen the church coming alive and people running after God. But that normally happens when people are scared out of their sin and they wake up and they see God and say, listen, all these Reverend Feelgoods have been lying to me. I got to find out a Reverend Truth Good. You know, who's going to tell me the truth? And so the tax day is coming up 12 months to the day after this explosion, this terrorist attack. I mean, how could such a young man's life be ruined by this? And just believe in the lies of the enemy to go out and kill innocent folks like that. People that he went to school with, people that he worked with, people that lived with. But realize that's going to happen. Yeah. That could happen. And we need God to protect us from something like that. There's nothing you can do in regards to protecting yourself from people who just want to be evil and want to do evil other than turning to God, and God will begin to deal with the evil.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business, and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel, and we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. I mean, if you look into rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey. I mean,
Mark Downey Associates. He is the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment. Ooh, barbecue.
The taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I remember, I was sitting there having her food. I can tell you, this man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite? Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good.
They was good.
That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Off of Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul.